Now turn to part two. You're going to hear somebody giving their opinion about the media and its influence on society. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
There is no escaping the fact that the media has become one of the most powerful influences in our lives. TV, radio, and newspapers are the three main forms of media that we have daily contact with. Because of their importance, it is inevitable that controversy will often go hand in hand with such a powerful force. The media is not always used wisely or responsibly, and is often a source of gossip, scandal, or propaganda. Politicians use it in their political campaigns in order to gain support. Entertainers and celebrities use it to promote themselves and keep themselves in the public eye. This is, of course, to their advantage, but on the other hand, they are also open to the disadvantages of publicity. Private lives are brought out into the open, and the word private no longer suits the situation. Celebrities find themselves being followed and photographed at all times of day or night, and in the most personal situations. A survey has been carried out asking people what they thought of this invasion of privacy, and a massive 85% thought that celebrities were asking for it. 11% believed they were still entitled to their privacy, and 4% had no opinion either way. The survey also asked which form of media people felt they were most influenced by. Over two-thirds of the people asked said TV rather than radio or newspapers. This then leads us to the question of how reliable the information that we get from TV is. The belief that if we can see through images what is happening, we cannot be tricked or lied to, is a fallacy. Carefully chosen or edited images can deceive us more than words. It is in fact the images that are not shown which often speak the truth. Some channels have even been accused of showing scenes that were not actually from the place being reported about. This kind of false information turns fact into fiction, but how is the viewer meant to distinguish between the two? That is the problem. Radio and newspapers, on the other hand, rely on words to get their story across, and if they intentionally lie, they run the risk of being taken to court later. This, of course, happens regularly, particularly when a celebrity is involved. One rock singer was recently awarded £1 million when a tabloid paper said he was a homosexual. Sometimes the papers are lucky and get away with making a public apology and withdrawing what they had previously said about somebody. A distinction has to be made between newspapers, though, as they do tend to fall into two groups, the tabloids and the so-called quality newspapers. The question is, though, can we really trust anybody to tell us the facts objectively?
You will hear the piece again.
There is no escaping the fact that the media has become one of the most powerful influences in our lives. TV, radio, and newspapers are the three main forms of media that we have daily contact with. Because of their importance, it is inevitable that controversy will often go hand in hand with such a powerful force. The media is not always used wisely or responsibly, and is often a source of gossip, scandal, or propaganda. Politicians use it in their political campaigns in order to gain support. Entertainers and celebrities use it to promote themselves and keep themselves in the public eye. This is, of course, to their advantage, but on the other hand, they are also open to the disadvantages of publicity. Private lives are brought out into the open, and the word private no longer suits the situation. Celebrities find themselves being followed and photographed at all times of day or night and in the most personal situations. A survey has been carried out asking people what they thought of this invasion of privacy, and a massive 85% thought that celebrities were asking for it. 11% believed they were still entitled to their privacy, and 4% had no opinion either way. The survey also asked which form of media people felt they were most influenced by. Over two-thirds of the people asked said TV rather than radio or newspapers. This then leads us to the question of how reliable the information that we get from TV is. The belief that if we can see through images what is happening, we cannot be tricked or lied to, is a fallacy. Carefully chosen or edited images can deceive us more than words. It is in fact the images that are not shown which often speak the truth. Some channels have even been accused of showing scenes that were not actually from the place being reported about. This kind of false information turns fact into fiction, but how is the viewer meant to distinguish between the two? That is the problem. Radio and newspapers, on the other hand, rely on words to get their story across, and if they intentionally lie, they run the risk of being taken to court later. This, of course, happens regularly, particularly when a celebrity is involved. One rock singer was recently awarded £1 million when a tabloid paper said he was a homosexual. Sometimes the papers are lucky and get away with making a public apology and withdrawing what they had previously said about somebody. A distinction has to be made between newspapers, though, as they do tend to fall into two groups, the tabloids and the so-called quality newspapers. The question is, though, can we really trust anybody to tell us the facts objectively?
That is the end of part 2.